Happy New Year, podcast listeners. This week's episode is going to be an ultimate throwback. I'm re-airing my second episode ever, which originally came out right around this time in January, about 2 years ago. If you're listening as we kick off the new year, I am very close to having a baby. Super exciting stuff. Since you're some of my nearest and dearest, I wanted to let you know what my game plan was going into a maternity leave of sorts. This is my third, and each time I've had a baby, Counselor Click has been in a different place. So none of what I'm managing right now is some sort of standard practice where I can just rinse and repeat what I've done the other two times. When I had my first, Counselor Click did not exist yet. Well, I take that back. I think I had just started a TPT store where I maybe had one free resource and one paid resource in it, and I really hadn't even touched it, just created it. So on that maternity leave, I did not do anything Counselor Click related. I was also in, I think, year 5 of working in my high school, and honestly, I imagined it would be a lot harder to separate work and home. My biggest fear going into having a baby and being on maternity leave then was that I was going to be missing out on things from work because I was obsessed with my job and I love my students and I was sad to be stepping away from them. I thought I would really be wanting to check my work email and check in, especially since she was born in November. And I was just really nervous because I had been moving with a cohort of students and they were seniors that year. So I felt like, wow, this is the worst time I could possibly have a baby. But listen, you can't plan these things. Thankfully, my department head, my long-term sub, and just like my school in general did a really good job handling things when I was out. So I really got to step away from my role as a counselor and put on mom hat during that time to figure out what it really meant to be a mom. Flash forward to having my second daughter. It was August of 2020, and I had just decided that I was going to be stepping away from working at my high school altogether just a couple of months before having her. And that's a story for another day. If you haven't heard it, you can head back to episode 1 where I fleshed that out for you. But at this point in time, Counselor Click was a little bit more established. However, I did not have a podcast yet or my membership, the Click Collaborative. To prepare for taking some time off of work with Counselor Click, this is what it looked like. I was scheduling social media posts, scheduling emails to come out weekly with blog posts for followers. And this did take some prep on the front end. But I really was able to take about 12 weeks off. I spent that time getting used to being a family of 4. My older daughter was about 3 at the time and wasn't in any sort of preschool program or anything, so I truly was figuring it all out. Now, I feel like every time you add another kid, it gets a little trickier, of course, but then maybe at the same time, I feel a little more confident because I sort of know what to expect a little bit. I don't know. So going into next week, when I'm supposed to have this baby, let me give you a game plan of what's to come. I've planned out as much as I can. I spent a lot of time scheduling social media, writing emails, recording podcasts, and even guest episodes really far ahead of time so that I can let those ride and then pop in when I need to. I'll put an away message up on my email that I'll probably check in and respond to what I can when I feel like I have the capacity to. And I'll probably be in my Instagram stories in the same way, like when I don't look like a trash can and when I have the capacity to check in and say hi. You'll be hearing about the Click Collaborative in upcoming weeks because I do want to offer that support as you head into the new semester if you're looking for that. We do have those quarterly Click Collab live calls, and our next one is scheduled for February, so I'll most likely make that happen at the end of February so that maybe I'm not entirely sleep deprived, just a little sleep deprived with a newborn. If you want to get a head start and hear about the Click Collaborative now, listen to episode 88 to hear about what's inside, or go back and listen to the December episode from just 2 weeks ago, episode 105. That gives you a sneak peek into a roundtable of just a sample of Click Collab Live and what those feel like. Let's go ahead and dive into this week's re-air of episode 2 from the Vault of High School Counseling Conversations. I hope you enjoy it. You got into this profession to make a difference in your students' lives, but you're spread thin by all of the things that keep getting added to your to-do list. I can't create more hours in the day, but I can invite you into my Counselor Click, where you'll finally catch your breath. Come with me as we unpack creative ideas and effective strategies that'll help you be the counselor who leaves a lifelong impact on your students. I'm Lauren Tingle, your high school counseling hype girl, here to help you energize your school counseling program and remind you of how much you love your job. I hope that you're coming off of a winter break that was actually restful. I know family dynamics don't always allow for that, but I hope that you found moments of quiet just for you to recharge. After 2 crazy years, it's breaks from school, even if you love your school, and caring for yourself that are really going to sustain you. I have a confession. Up until recently, I thought a lot of self-care was woo-woo stuff. I mean, don't get me wrong. Some of my favorite treat yourself moments are getting facials and getting my nails done. Slap those in the budget because, hey, I'm taking care of me, right? After digging in and setting a goal, yes, one goal, in different self-care categories, I've seen some real personal growth in my own life. I'll link to a freebie for you in the show notes so that you can try something really simple too. All this to say, I hope you're taking care of yourself personally so that you can also thrive professionally. We all need to be doing that. Let's jump into resetting yourself professionally so that you can make the most out of this semester and really impact your high school students like I know that you want to. I want you to get your mind right before jumping into the new semester and a new year. If you lean into these 3 things that we're going to talk about, I know that you're going to impact more students. So let's go. Number 1, be willing to grow and learn. You might have to dig up some energy for this one, but remember, I'm assuming you're coming in with at least a little bit of energy from the break from school. If that's not the case, go back and revisit your self-care goals. I've sat through so many things that seemed irrelevant to me as a high school counselor just for some points for something or for some hours for something, or because I wanted to grow and learn and it seemed like the closest thing to doing that. So find something that seems exciting to you or reignites your fire, even if it's one thing, even if it's small. Remember, if you're growing and learning, your students are going to benefit. I promise. It's time to ease into 2024 by resetting all of your high school counseling things. Hit follow on this uniquely curated podcast playlist with 6 flashback episodes from High School Counseling Conversations to reset your year. Let's use some tangible strategies to make sure your new semester is run more smoothly, enjoyably, and effectively. On this podcast playlist, you're going to discover how to reset yourself, your admin relationships, your surroundings, your counseling team, and your systems. There's even a bonus pep talk episode in here because I'm cheering for you big time. Prep yourself for a successful second half of the school year by signing up to get your reset playlist by going to counselorclick.com/reset playlist. Now, back to the show. On to 2, be willing to take risks. Is there something you've been wanting to try in your school counseling program? Maybe a new program that you are afraid may fail? A new system that you want to implement, but you're afraid you're lacking in the technology skills department? Could you do a needs assessment to start the year to find the gaps that your students have? I always feel like a new year and a new semester lay out this opportunity for freshness and confidence that I don't usually have mid-semester. What have you been dreaming of implementing, whether it's big or small, but have not taken the time to flesh out and actually do it? Consider this your sign. Be willing to take those risks. 3, here we go. Be willing to advocate for your high school counseling program. Do you have dreams of having a small or tiny caseload? Start collecting to show the needs of your students and your department and your school. Advocating definitely takes a boldness that I know you have in you. Standing up for what's right, for what you believe, for what you know students need. Shout about the great things you're already doing in your school counseling program. Share these things with your administrators, with your advisory council, your teachers, and your community. Advocating can be put on the back burner because it often feels forward-thinking while you have so many other things that you're trying to juggle and you're barely keeping your head above water. Or maybe even worse, you actually feel like you're drowning. The more you advocate, though, the better the balance gets. I promise you're taking steps forward every time you do a little PR for your high school counseling program. Being willing to advocate for your program as you step into the new year is an extremely meaningful way to reset yourself this month. To recap, the 3 ways you can reset yourself as you head into second semester or the new year are 1, being willing to grow and learn, 2, being willing to take risks, and 3, being willing to advocate for your program. If you want to read more about resetting your mindset as you head into the new year, I also have a blog post that I think you'll enjoy. I'll link that in the show notes. When you start making strides in these three areas, you'll notice that students truly are different because of what you're doing. And that's why you're in this to begin with, right? I'm confident it will remind you of your why and actually refresh your love for your job. So go ahead and reset yourself. Send me a DM over on Instagram and let me know which one of these three things you're going to try this month. If you like this episode, be sure to grab that Reset for the New Year playlist where you can find more High School Counseling Conversations episodes to prep you for a new semester in 2024. I know you'll find them inspiring and motivating as you turn over a new leaf this year. Grab that playlist by going to counselorclick.com/reset playlist. You'll hear from me next week, but chances are I'll either have a baby already or I'll be on strict baby watch. So stay tuned. Wish me luck. Thanks for listening to today's episode of High School Counseling Conversations. All the links I talked about today can be found in the show notes and also at counselorclick.com/podcast. Be sure to hit follow wherever you listen to your podcast so that you never miss a new episode. Connect with me over on Instagram. Feel free to send me a DM at counselorclick. That's CLIQUE. I'll see you next week.